Windsor over Peachtree. Website meeting. February 12th, 2007.
Not soaking water. Okay, so everybody saw the agenda I put out.
Mm-hmm.
Does anybody want to add anything to it? No. Okay. I'd like to add something. I was just wondering what people have been doing since we last met regarding the website, and we'll save the domain stuff specifically.
You want to start with me?
Sure.
Nothing.
Okay.
Okay. We've done the domain stuff.
Uh-huh.
And then today, what's the name of that company, Jason?
At Home.
They actually moved the website, so the other website is up on Windsor.org.
Yeah, I saw that.
So it's there?
It's on both, though, so it's
on both of them.
We'll have to correct that.
Huh?
I said it's on both, though, so we'll have to correct that.
What do you mean?
Well, right now they're mirrors of each other.
Yeah, they are. The 620, that's what we wanted.
I think it'd be better if we forward one of the domains so that there's only a single domain.
It makes it look like it, but actually the background, it's all coming to one site.
I just looked at it, and it's mirroring it, meaning that there's URLs for both sets of domains.
Yeah.
Which means that anytime anything indexes it or people bookmark it or anything else,
You're going to get both, which is what you want.
I think it would be better if we have a canonical domain, a single domain, so that whenever search engines or we give out addresses or whatever else, both will still be usable, but one will forward to the primary, because otherwise you'll be watering down all of your search in case we want to be discovered by different interested parties.
Which we do.
Mm-hmm. So we don't want to dilute the hits for a particular URL. We want everything coming to a canonical place so that everything gets scored on the one instead of dividing.
Okay, I see where you're coming from. Okay. And
I guess it wouldn't matter which one is which.
No, you want the Windsor to be the primary one and the other one to point to it properly.
See, I was kind of thinking the other, only because people were talking about our identity and how Windsor is just kind of something that the real estate people just kind of came up with, and there's no real passion one way or another for that. I'm not saying that's the case, but that was one point that got brought up. So 620.
I agree with that, but if you look at all the new, there was a time, things goes in cycles. 10 years ago, every unit that was built went by street address. 1280 West Peachtree, 710 Peachtree, etc.
Yeah.
Today, you look at them, they all have names. Reynolds, the Plaza, etc. So it's gone 180 degrees.
Yeah.
So personally, my attitude is we need to make the name the key one today. Somewhere down the road, if they start switching the other direction, you can flip-flop somewhere down the road. That's why you bought both of them together.
Right.
And you can come in either way. But it's my personal opinion that since you look at new construction being done with names, we need to follow, because if we go use the address, they're going to compare us to the older cycles.
So I completely agree that Windsor may be what we want to use as our primary marketing mm-hmm. domain, because both are registered, we're free mm-hmm. to use both interchangeably. But where the concern is for the canonical one, is that's the one that the machines are paying attention to, all the search engines and whenever people bookmark stuff or whatever. And so that should be as future-proof as possible. So even if we, in this day, decide that on all of our marketing materials it's going to be windsoroverpeachtree.org and all of that stuff, perhaps having that be the front end to 620peachtree.org would be better, because then as the future, 620 will always be the people in this building. Windsor may not be in 5 years.
That's true. But then you also have the problem that 620 Peachtree may not be Atlanta. Well, that is a problem.
But as long as we as long as we have it registered, it will become known.
But what I'm saying is 620.Peachtree may be, how many peach trees do we have in Atlanta?
Well,
that was one reason I didn't put street on the thing, because I left it so it would catch regardless of which one somebody looked for. Okay.
Right. And so that's a great flexibility, because that's always going to mean this area, not because it's inherent in the name, but because that's what we're going to make it by owning it and putting content behind that domain. So Google in the future and everybody else who cares to look at that domain, it will become identified with us, even though it by itself doesn't identify us.
Exactly.
And so I agree that that's part of what I'm saying. That's the power of 620 from the back-end point of view, from the search algorithm point of view. So, that's my thought on it. That if we choose to market with Windsor, that's fine. But maybe that 620 should be the one that everything points to.
The one all the robots are. Right?
And we could point it to... and we could point it to... From Windsor, so that whenever anybody sends a link or email or bookmarks it or whatever, that's going to be the domain, because if somebody scrawls it in a document and puts it away and looks it up 5 years later and they look up, to see what that is, it's always going to come back, whereas the concept of Windsor may have gone by then because the marketing winds change or we decide that we would prefer another name or whatever else. So,
but from a search point of view, if people are searching, say they, as a lot of people do, don't really get our name right, and they manage to get Windsor and something else.
Well, if you
will, they still, because of the main one is 620 Peachtree, does that keep us from being able to hook the people that just put in Windsor?
The URL really doesn't need to have any value to search or to people.
Okay, so they're just not related.
It's a machine.
We already have a problem, and it's left from an old development thing. Type in your search engine in Windsor over the pitch tree right now. Let's see what's the first entry you get on the map.
For,
I'm going to look up your shoulder more closely.
Okay. We've got apartmentratings.com referring to us. We've got Atlanta Condo Expert referring to us. We have Showing 24.
Apartment Ratings.
We have showing247.com referring to us. We've got Coweta Fayette Real Estate Condos Atlanta referring to us.
See, now, if you do Windsor over Peachtree.com, it actually takes you to Atlanta Real Estate.
Yeah, that was that guy's squatting on it. Yeah.
Yeah, I tried to negotiate. He'd take purchasing from him, but he wouldn't give, because he basically said, right now I do not have any listings in that building, but as a normal case, I list a lot of properties in that building. So he wouldn't give that.
Okay, so let's... So let's agree that it's great that we have both domains, that one of them should be the canonical domain, that in the back when the URLs get forwarded, that everything dumps into that once, and then anytime any person or any robot or anything concerned comes to a single URL, and that way any associations that are related to that score higher with that relationship, because it's not divided between two possible domain names.
Mm-hmm.
So... there's a decision of whether we make that 620 or Windsor. I prefer Windsor. 620 is the canonical, the back-end one that all the computers care about. Does anybody else have input on that? Okay. So
he talked you out of it.
Well, I've got mixed feelings on it. I mean, I sort of...
Well, because his concern was a marketing concern, and I think that that's completely valid, but I don't think what I'm talking about offsets that marketing value.
I don't know what you're talking about, so I'm going to stop.
What he's talking about, Robert, is when the search engines like Google and Live and all those guys go out and search all these things, they hit based on what they get. They get higher ratings up the line based on the more thing. What he's saying is that if we don't have one of them pointing to the other one, we're going to dilute the value.
He convinced me of that.
Okay, so I still think they should point, but it's a matter of which one you point to which one.
Yeah, I couldn't be convinced that I understood why one was better than the other.
My only thought was that the Windsor marketing term may come and may go 10 years down the road as people say, oh, the Windsor was our... I heard something
you're
at
predicting,
the meeting. Like,
you're predicting
what he's
how many
to,
search requests will say Windsor versus 620?
No. What he's
so,
saying,
I'm not getting it.
What he's saying is that there was some comment made at an architectural committee here meeting.
Remember the comments.
Right. There were some comments made at an architectural committee that, well, the Windsor was just sort of created. Nobody had any, but it was it builds back to your whole committee, the image. You got to create the image. The name was given to it, but there was never any image created. So nobody has any connection to the name. See what I'm saying?
So 620 is what I'm suggesting we point to. So if you go to windsoroverpeachtree.org, you'll end up at 620. But you don't have to care because it worked and you see the page
right.
And you got where you wanted to go. In the future, suppose that the Windsor didn't mean anything. You wanted to change your image. Somebody, you know, a decision is made that we want to be the Windsor, not the Windsor over Peach, or whatever they decide.
Right.
If it's set up to where everything points to 620, well, we register a new domain and then we point that to 620. But if we set it the other way so that 620 pointing towards the Windsor over Peachtree.org,
right.
Now you're kind of stuck because everything links to a URL that has Windsor over Peachtree. And you can go ahead and buy a new domain, do new domain with, you know, the spectacle or whatever we want to call ourselves. But if you already had been pointing to the Windsor all this time, now you have to point the spectacle to the Windsor, and that doesn't make sense. But you could point the spectacle to 620, and it's like, oh, well, that's the
all right, you talk me into it.
Okay. So,
but there's no reason, though, that you couldn't form the spectacle, report everything, and then go back and point Windsor to the spectacle somewhere down the road.
You lose your credit.
You lose your credit at that particular time, but these images, these indexes do this over and over and over all the time.
Well, yeah, the indexes do, but the people who write documents based on the search results they got, like, you know, static lists of here's what's happening in Atlanta right now. I mean, that's still going to be a link that rates into, like, Google's PageRank.
Oh, okay. You know what I'm saying? That's what you're saying.
Okay. So, like, history is really important to Google. That's part of where they get their credibility or the value or the accuracy of their search results. So, yeah, okay. So I can talk to... Oh, so let me just get some technical information on that. Who is the registrar?
What registrar?
The people who are...
who do we buy the name?
Holding the name, yeah. The domain.
It's Network Solutions.
Network Solutions.
And it's all registered with the owner and the registration as the Windsor Peach Tree Condo Association. Now, I'm still listed as the official contact.
Didn't notice that. It looked like everything, the administrative, technical, billing.
That's too upset, but it's under my ID because I have a dozen or so websites and an account with them. So if I log in, those come up, but I put them for the Windsor because that's the legal.
You log into your Network Solutions account.
I log into my Network Solutions account, okay. And that's how I change anything on. Okay.
So that's the reason why we're with Network Solutions, is because
mm-hmm.
that's who you happen to use.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, because they tend to be kind of spendy, or I don't know what you get back for the money, so I was just curious why we decided to go
with the books.
So you're paying that out of your pocket, just
mm-hmm.
whatever?
Well, I paid it. Okay.
Okay, you paid it. So what was that? That was a year or 2 years?
I bought them for 5 years. I paid $199 and had both names for 5 years.
Okay.
So we got them locked down. Because, see, what these the other systems do is they charge you, like, $9.95 and $19.95 within the first year, but then each case on the second, third, fourth year a lot of times.
And then they what?
And then they eat you on money wise in the second, third, fourth year. So it all works out on some things. And these, when you do the 5 years with network, it's about $25 a year. So I mean, $20 a year.
So the 200 was for both domains?
Yes. Mm-hmm. For 5 years.
Because I've had a domain for quite a while now, and I mean, and friends who have them, and I've never heard those horror stories you're referring to. So I think there are other options out there, but if that's coming out of your pocket, then I guess we don't have to care. But if you expect to be compensated for it, I think we might want to look into a different registrar, just because again, they may offer some value at their $25 a year. But
is it not too late? I mean, is it not
already too late?
Yeah.
Just monitor them.
Yeah.
Every registrar has a different policy. You can
shift them and et cetera. The other reason I tend to stay with Network Solutions is it was the first one, and they know what they're doing and legally and et cetera. And I've had issues where I had to sue people for domain names, and I had to deal with them, and I've had the GoDaddies and all those and some of these names. And dealing with those people with a legal issue is just fine. And you call Network Solutions and you have it solved and et cetera. Mm-hmm. In fact, I just paid probably $10,000 in legal fees because we had to sue a guy that registered as an employee of DOE, registered the DOE name in his own set, and then refused to give money. You know, and it was interesting when we got to the Attorney General who represented. The Attorney General said, "We don't understand this," and they hired Trapp at Sanders over here next door, who was probably the most expensive law firm in Atlanta to be in my lawyers. Mm-hmm. You know? And of course, I was paying $500-$600 an hour for these guys, but
that's how much they charge.
That's right, but they won the damn thing with no questions asked.
Do you expect to be
reimbursed?
Yeah, it don't matter.
Okay. I just, you know, if we should keep a tab on like what all this stuff costs.
Oh, yeah, you should be reimbursed.
Yeah, you should be reimbursed.
Okay. Thank you. Yeesh. Okay. So, okay. So right now the server is, it's just doing we need to configure. So, okay. It's pointing at Home Net's servers.
It's pointing at their DNSs, which they in turn, they do this deal with all the Piedmont. See, tell me, because you know more about this, I think, than I do.
Okay. I would highly doubt it. So far, you two are on a different level.
Actually, when you set up that part of that website, correct? Or you had them do whatever they did. It was over at Piedmont.
They gave us their kind of template, their bare bones template of what they usually start out people with, and then they finesse it left and right or whatever.
Whatever you want to do.
Yeah.
And the thing is, though, but it actually, they do that as a service through Piedmont. So we pick part of that up at a discounted rate, et cetera, and all that, based on it being part of Piedmont. And there's all kind of other things that will go on. For example, you can do your billing. That's a feature that we can turn on where the homeowners can pay us electronically and all that kind of stuff. All that's built into that system, okay?
Well, what I saw from Piedmont is they just forward to another service. I mean, it's not like integrated into the website. They just send a link off to that bill pay service.
I don't know exactly how they do that, but I know that that's part of the whole package.
Go on. I'm sorry.
So what I'm saying is all we did was we called at home once we got the DNS. They gave me the DNS numbers. I put them in the thing.
Yes, sir.
And then I came back to them and said, okay, y'all move the sites. And they moved the sites.
Okay.
And that's...
Okay, so they're who we need to contact if we want to fix up the domains, right? Because Piedmont also has us still under their domain. Under Piedmont piedmontmanagement.com/wizardover. So
yeah, it picks up. That is one that were, because when you check certain blocks on there on the Piedmont site, that will send you there. I think they're doing that as a link from there.
Well, they should link to our domain. And not, something mirrored under their own domain, because again, that's that.
Well, that could be an issue, because I'm not sure I didn't understand all about it or what we're even talking about that much, but didn't an email come through from Maria, and I thought all of us were copied on it, that said something like, I saw the website has been moved, it needs to remain on our site or something like that, or under our site for the discount. That's all it said, and I don't know what the discount is or what she's talking about, but
so that discount,
nobody seen that email.
That discount, I looked into that. I was trying to understand, that'll be another discussion, but they get a kickback, Piedmont Management does, from At Home for referring us to their service.
Mm-hmm.
And so I'm guessing to define that they were the ones who led us to them, that's kind of the mark of association.
Well, they must be passing that kickback to us then, or we wouldn't care about getting the discount, whatever it is.
So, well, that's, yeah, I don't know why we chose At Home net.
I mean, that's easy, because it was there, Piedmont Opposite, they're our management company, and it was, nobody else knew what we were doing, so that's what got chosen.
Yeah.
It wasn't like we had a lineup or anything.
Because one of the first questions I ever asked, and before you got on the board too, the very first night I was on the board, somebody said something about it. Because the first night I was on the board was when they decided that they wanted to swap everything and make me the treasurer, and Joe was swapped, and he became secretary that night. And so I inherited all this stuff the very first night out of that. And somebody said, oh, we've already done this deal with them, and here's what it is. You know, and so my question was, well, wait a minute. If we only want, what are we doing? If we only want to put up a service, I mean, hell, I got one that I'll host for you. Nothing, you know, I got five or six of them out there, and all we got to do is just port them there and go. But somebody's got to maintain and look after and keep the content up to date, et cetera. Now, if they're going to give us some content services, et cetera, to do this kind of stuff, well, that's the kind of thing we need to do. Mm-hmm. And that's where I left it. And basically everybody said, well, that's the kind of things they do. And I said, well, fine. And so I just let it go from there, and that was it.
Down somewhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. So from the last time we spoke, I got the impression that because we weren't in too deep to the current package provider, that we were up for evaluating what it is we want to get out of our website, and then comparing that against what At Home Net provides us to see how it matches up. Because if At Home Net came to us just in our lab because we got the sales pitch because we went with Piedmont and Piedmont with them, da 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 da, is that any reason to found the functionality of our website on that kind of decision? So
the issues for me are, how easy would it be to change, and how much would it cost, and who would
maintain?
And when you
and where would the accountability be?
Okay. So when you say maintain, what are you envisioning? When you say who is going to?
So far, you have been playing with your website. Mm-hmm. And if something happens, you change it. If somebody complains about something, you update it. Mm-hmm. If there's new information, you post it.
Sure.
That's what I call maintaining.
Okay. And when you say easy to maintain, to my mind, what that means.
I don't know that I said easy to maintain.
Oh, that's what I just read.
I'm sorry. I don't remember what I said, but. How easy would it be to change? How much would it cost to change?
Okay.
And where would the accountability lie?
And by accountability, you mean?
If something went wrong, or somebody didn't like the way the website looked, or if they said it's not being changed quickly enough, we could blame At Home. So if we don't have At Home, who will we be able to blame?
You're going to blame whoever. See, and your problem is getting into your trends and websites was you'd had webmasters for years. That is breaking down tremendously fast today because you cannot change your data fast enough by clearing it through one group, one small group, or whatever. So that is an issue. So what you're looking at on a lot of the commercial sites now is you're going to a total content management type situation where whoever's responsible for that particular content puts that content up.
Right, and that's kind of his theory.
And so the issue is, but you've got some kind of legal organ out there that is accepting the liability type situations and all that kind of stuff. That they're not doing something that's going to get sued.
Who's they? When you say
the organization, whoever you use, that's doing this content, this management type thing that you're doing.
But in the systems you described that are more prevalent now, where the people contributing to the content are the people who make the content changes to the website.
Yeah, but even if you do that, like my DOE site, when I had the nothing got posted to that site, didn't go through a workflow to make sure it was reviewed by legal or whoever the heck, except for put it up.
But those people are us, not at home.
That's, well, and it may be. It may be they are doing certain pieces of that, and what? I don't know.
Right, see, because they can't. They don't know what's sensitive to our organization.
Right, but the point is, we give it to them, and then they're responsible for putting it up and making it happen. All we do is give them the information.
Right, but
well,
what you're saying...
Let me challenge what you're saying. You're saying that they can't be sensitive to our requirements, but I think they're generic. They say you're a condo. This is the kind of information you can post. These are the kind of words you can use. This is kind of image you can project, and that's why their site is so limited. So because they don't let you. Push any boundaries.
Well,
and I don't know what I'm talking about. You recognize that because I'm starting to sound confident, like I know what I'm talking about. But I want to make sure you understand. I don't know what I'm talking about.
Well, you're making sense to me.
Okay,
and,
I have that problem.
But I think that Howard's main concern is the accountability, and if people within our organization can on their own contribute content. Say one member of the board has the power to put something up and speak on behalf of the board, your concern is that they may choose to say something that the rest of the board finds disagreeable.
And then you got to make a problem.
Okay, I think that's a great concern. So I'm just going to write
that
down.
I'll give you an example because I can give it quicker than you. If one of the board members is talking about an incident or an event or whatever, and the concierge is going to do something. They're going to open the door, close the door, lock the door after the event. And instead of calling them concierge, they call them security officer. Then he'd pee on himself.
Right.
He'd absolutely pee on himself.
Yeah, I've heard some of that.
So that's the fear that he has in using the, what do you call it, Wikipedia mouth? Wikipedia mouth where anybody who is authorized can just go in and change stuff and update it. That's his fear.
Yeah. Right. And the biggest problem that you have in all of that is that we as an association will incur the liability for something we didn't have any control of. And the problem is we live in a very litigious society. And they don't have to worry about winning. All they got to do is see. You know, and it's going to cost you a fortune. So those are the kind of things you really have to be cognizant.
But now would it be an issue, using the same example, if I, not being a board member or any matter of responsibility, said security officer? Because we can't cut out discussion. You know what I mean? So if it's a problem with board, if it's a problem with is if it's proportional to the amount of responsibility that person has.
Well, I think it also could be that somebody would need to sort of correct you. You know, if you had these discussion situations going, because, you know, say, wait a minute, I assume when you said security, you meant this, or et cetera, to show that, you know, that.
So I think what we're starting to get into now, though, I think is solutions to the problem of how are we going to address accountability with the content that flows into the site. And right now, I'd like to focus on what are the features we want available to the site, and then having that feature list, and then deciding how we're going to solve it, and then looking at those solutions and seeing how that matches up with our different website platform options. So if right now we can continue to think about what it is we want from the site. So I've heard that we want it to be easy to change. And
when I said easy to change, I meant from at home to self-managed.
Yeah, he's talking about changing from what we're currently spending money on to another option.
Part of being easy to change is that you don't have to call at home and say, please do this. You can do it yourself. No.
He's actually talking about we're on one horse right now. How hard will it be for us to jump on the other one?
Yeah, are we in midstream, and is it difficult to change horses there?
Oh, you're easy to change, isn't it? It isn't easy to change content on the website.
No, I didn't get that.
I'm sorry.
See, you were more theoretical than I am.
Okay, that's fine.
Mine was really just basic.
Cool.
You know, we own a horse. How hard is it going to be to get off the horse?
Okay.
Is it going to cost any money to get off the horse?
Because your point is, if it's not...
Once we get off the horse, if we fall in the river, who do we blame?
Yeah, okay.
That's what I meant by accountability.
Okay, so your easy to change is, if it's not easy to change, then we don't have to have this discussion because the decision's already been made and we just keep on going through.
Right.
Okay. That's a great question. So maybe that'll steer the rest of it. What are people's thoughts on the easy to change? My only concern with that question is without a motivation to change, it's easy to say, well, it's really hard. But where there's a will, there's a way. And
well, I'm sure you understand. Your site looks a whole lot cooler than what I saw it at home. So I'm slightly motivated to switch. However, you know, I'm a retired guy. I don't want to do anything that's hard.
Yep. I appreciate that.
So if this is going to be backbreaking, then, you know, I don't know if we're going to change. So that's my only concern.
My only concern on that type would be, as far as the how it looks and et cetera, there are a dime a dozen. I can be...
And keep in mind, we can change to the custom...
Right.
I don't know about the custom, what exactly, how far we can change it. I mean, you can get into some pretty crafty web design, but I think for the most part, we can make it look like anything we want. Right. Either one. You can make either one look like anything.
Is what do you want that site to depict?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. And, you know, and do you want it handling payments and et cetera? And then you open up all kind of liabilities if you're doing payments.
Right.
And so, because if somebody gives you a credit card number, how secure is it?
Exactly.
So those kind of things, and where I have always been very anti doing these sort of freebie open source website type situations is I have no guarantee that they can protect my information.
Mm-hmm. And you don't have any guarantee that they're not open source.
That's a true state too, but I got a better opportunity because I got a legal contract with them and they got a liability situation.
I don't believe that.
Okay. And that's the
Well, because, I mean, if you get hacked, you don't get to sue Microsoft because your data was on their servers. I mean, that's not the way it works. That doesn't gain you anything because you...
Well, correct me if I'm wrong, it'll put at home in the line of fire rather than yourself or any of us that made this decision. Or I'm not worried. I mean, I'm not saying that like I'm worried about consequences down the line. I'm just saying, who knows what could happen, and who knows where you'll. I mean, you know, I hope you stay here forever, but what if something changes for you and you move? Do we know that? And maybe we're off topic again, but
no, that's a great point. But that. I need to interject that what we're evaluating here isn't at home or the thing I threw together.
Functions.
What we're trying to do, because even as far as at home, because that's why, I don't know if anybody looked at the links I was sending them, but I put together a document that, to me, one of the most basic things is, do we want to go with a prepackaged site or do we want to go with a custom solution site?
Mm-hmm.
And that's just a real basic question that talks about the basics you're talking about. Like, can we blame anybody? Well, obviously with a package solution, if it makes you feel good to blame them, then great, you have that option. But it's not at home versus custom. It's at home versus all the other package deals. Because I went around looking at some of the package deals. I don't know if anybody else has either, but out of all of them, I mean, at home didn't rank very high in who I was impressed by all the companies that provide services for homeowners associations. And so...
Well, certainly valid, because I know that at least when I was in on that, I was kind of the same thing. There was this at home that had already... They'd kind of done some legwork on it already, and this is what they can do for us, blah, blah, blah. And everybody's sitting there like, well, yeah, I guess that sounds pretty good. Okay. Mm-hmm. So I can't say that I did any shopping around, and I don't know if anybody else did either.
I think that's what's happened. And I think we got to that point based on somebody deciding that they wanted a website, but nobody who was involved in any of the situation had any background or understanding of what websites were.
Yeah.
Okay.
Which could be a problem, or it may not be a problem.
I would put up a website today for any kind of organization that didn't have web parts where you could change pieces of page completely, you know, which means you got to have its support. Technically, I wouldn't put up a web. I don't put websites on. I put a portal, and the first level of a portal is an unsecure website. And then you can secure and go to a login and go to the next level, and then you can change content dynamically. There's three generations of a portal. The first one is nothing but a sexy static website. Mm-hmm. The second one, you log in, and then you can get certain pieces of information. The third one, the information changes dynamically, okay, as based on what's going on in the enterprise. So today, if I was designing a system, I would go to that third category because that's where everything's going eventually anyway. And you may start on the first side, the second side, even at DOE. If you was to go look at the Department of Education website, the first part is all the web parts and separate, just you don't log on again. Then you click a link and you get a portal where you log in, and that's where you start drilling down into the dynamic data of the department.
So I think it's important to again try to talk about more what is it we're looking for from the website, so that then we can evaluate solutions to that. But your question is very valid too, so let's get that off the table. I think it's gonna be easy to change. If we find any other solution, packaged or custom, that we deem superior, I don't think there's any issue. I don't think anybody's, you know, is that not true?
Well, they're not going to come hit us with baseball bats or anything like that. So
I mean, I've looked at the logs, and
it'd be something like, okay, this would be your last payment from now on. We're going with these guys.
And there's probably some kind of 30-day notice or something like that.
Yeah, sure. But as far as people's expectation from the website, it hasn't been publicized enough for anybody to depend on one particular aspect of or another.
That's another thing I want to come back
unless there is an issue that based on the relationship that they're doing with Piedmont, they get certain things for our manager to do things that they can't do if we don't have that kind of service. That would be one issue that, to me, would have be the trump card of what he's done.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that would be...
Yeah, I don't know.
And I don't expect any issue with that, but that is something we need to look into. So you describe that maybe as
a feature that is related in with our management company.
Dependent on or...
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But again, I can't think of any situation where we couldn't just steer functionality to Piedmont if that's where it needed to go. So like you're in our website and it's like, hey, pay your bill online. And you click the link, you know, visit our management company to pay your bill with the Windsor online. And you click the link and you go to Piedmont and it says, hey, Windsor person, put in your credit card information. That's the way it works now.
You know, you guys have pretty much convinced me that I don't want to pay my bill online through this website. I pay my bill online today.
I pay it online through the bank.
I go through the bank and they... I don't know whether it's an electronic payment or they write a check.
They write a check because one of the things I think is because they didn't have electronic payment capability, they wrote a check. So actually, I went in and let them do a debit. So they do a debit to my account, so I don't even fool with it.
Okay.
Okay.
Right. So, yeah. So, yeah, I'm not.
Yeah. So you're saying that's not an important feature, the online.
Well, it's almost important to me that we don't do it.
Yeah.
Because if you don't do that, then what sensitive information do you have about anybody? You know, basically, the most information we would now have is who lives in the unit and what's their address.
Yeah, but see, here's the thing that you got to be concerned about who you have information, such as that. Where is it located in the secure thing, or can those robot crawlers get to them?
Yeah.
If the crawlers get to them, it's going to be public information.
So I think that that's going to be an aspect of any solution.
Right.
Custom that we do. I mean, it's got to have.
Yeah, but how sensitive is it that Robert Truesdale lives in 713? Because that's everywhere.
No, I agree. There's that
wouldn't just be on our site.
Yeah.
That information is in a ton of places.
And that'll be something we'll establish in the policies with the websites. Like, that's not sensitive information. We don't care. And that's something we can establish. And that'll be a part of any website we choose. That's a basic feature of anything is, access rules and all that kind of stuff.
Okay, so you think you answered one of my questions. You think it's easy.
I do. There's a contract issues. We can look into that. But again, we aren't into them. So we'll see.
Yeah, I guess you'd be the one. I guess Maria would be the one to talk to about any kind of contract. Do we sign anything with these guys, or do we just?
Yeah, I don't know if we did sign anything.
Do we just start?
I don't know if it's a month-to-month kind of service deal.
I mean, maybe we bought it for a year. Who knows what we have?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll look into that. And you think Maria might be a good contact for that?
She seems to be
between Maria and Howard. He's the treasurer and she's the management company. One of the two of them needs to get up.
Okay. Like I said, I have not been asked. But see, I don't have deals. All I do is re-verify them, you know, look at the records and make sure there's nothing that looks out of kilter with the budget sharing. But they actually pay the bills, do all that kind of stuff.
Okay. So Piedmont does. Piedmont would have the ability to write the check to Adhome.net for us.
Yes.
Okay. So I think...
that's even like when Maria writes, when she pays the loan, you know, depending on when that everything hits during the week, she actually has to carry it over to the bank. If it's like it hits on a Friday or Monday or whatever, she has to actually take it so that it doesn't get tied up in too many days.
Okay. Well, they could have done themselves a one-off and done us a disservice if they're benefiting from using this company by locking us into a contract.
And I don't see them doing that.
Okay.
So
I hope not.
So the general
the way I would see that they would lock us into the company is if they do features in the company that they've got some kind of deal that this company's doing and they deal with one person and they don't have
that. And that is going to be true, but those features I don't think are features that we're concerned about bringing to our website because they're features that they already provide. So like the paying your bill example is a great one because up until this point, if you wanted to do that, they directed you to PiedmontManagement.com. You go there and they say, would you like to pay your association bill? And you say yes. They say, who are you? And you say the Windsor, and you carry on from there. So that doesn't concern our website. It doesn't need
to. Okay, so you just point to it.
If we want to link to it, we can do that.
And by all means, we should. If somebody wants the option to pay, we should get, they should have it.
But that doesn't have to do with our contract for our homeowner association website with AdNet. That is a part of our using Piedmont Management Company for management services. So that's different than what we're talking about. So we don't have to worry about this online payment concern. So the assumption is now that it's probably easy to change if we choose to change websites. But again, what I'd like to really nail out is the only way we're going to be able to evaluate whether At Home's doing... What time you got?
Quarter break.
Okay.
I got to do a conference call.
Okay. Well, this stuff gets kind of tiresome, so if we want to just be done
at 8, that's good.
And then we'll call another meeting maybe. But
quicker than 2 weeks. Because
when
we have our board meeting, we need to report.
Yeah. Well, I mean, we could do this every day, every evening if we wanted to.
Whatever we decide.
Whatever we decide. Okay. Okay, so anyway, do you guys all believe that it's valuable if we continue to talk about what it is we want from the website? I just can't imagine any other way that we're going to figure out if we need to look elsewhere, or even when we do, if they're doing what we want to do.
I'm not going to say no, it's not valuable, because of course it's valuable to always look for the best option for yourself on any, no matter what you're doing, buying or whatever. I think, as bad as I hate to say it, but I can only speak from my situation, if Piedmont, I think that one of the reasons Piedmont was, athome.net was chosen is because there was a big, this website had been brought up and it had gotten stalemated, and then all of a sudden there was a little resurgence of the idea, and it was like, all right, let's do this now while we got the momentum, and it happened. It went through this time. And I think that nobody really wanted to sit around and shop around and take the time to do all that kind of thing, and I'm not sure that we still want to do that. I think there's a need to get this thing running, wherever it is. I'm not answering yet. Which I think it's.
All I'm saying is that I think we need to decide what we want our website to do.
Sure.
Even if we stay with that home, that tells us how to steer.
Definitely.
To construct at home. So I just got the impression that people are kind of getting tired, and so I was just wondering, does that still feel like something we should be doing, or do you think we're not heading in the right direction?
Well, that's what I mean.
I think the question is, websites have certain canned features.
Okay? What features?
Canned features. Every website, doesn't matter what it is. All of that functionality there. The question I think we need to identify, what is unique to us that we might have to custom on some kind of site? And in all honesty, I can't think of anything. So anybody could do it.
That's my feeling too, and that's what I mean by is, this goes back to changing horses, but yes, is there value to us still having this conversation about looking at other, evaluating other options? I think there's value to it.
That wasn't my question.
What'd you say?
Is there value to defining what it is we want from the website, so that from that idea we can then look to at home, even if we don't shop around.
It's a necessity.
You look at home and you're like, we don't need this module, we don't need that module, we need this module.
It'll happen whether we want it to or not.
That's where the point is that you just go with it, the crowd. You go with it, quote, at home, and you say, what features can you do? And then you go down and check, okay, I want that one, I don't want that one, okay? Or either way, then I'd like to have this, no, I don't do that. Then you say, okay, I want to go look at something else here.
And those are what I'm trying to find.
And those are the kind of things that, and it's one of these things that, in a lot of cases, you don't know the answer until you see it.
I wish we could have done that.
You sit there and you look at it for a while, so and you say, oh, wait a minute, we need to do this different. Or we don't need to do it. Mm-hmm. And that may be the solution, is there some feature we could do on a custom site we can't do here? Okay, that gives us guaranteed reasons of why we change. It's totally transparent to the user community, because we own the domains. So therefore we move them to wherever they want to go, and it doesn't really impact anybody else.
I don't think it's completely transparent, because especially this first push, I think, is going to set the tone for the way that what the residents expect, what value they expect to find in the website. And if they go to the website and they find an experience of the same stuff getting pushed at them that they see in the elevator, it's like, I got that in the elevator. What did I gain? Or they subscribe to an email list and they get an email bulletin once a month saying, what's the state of the Windsor? It's a newsletter or something. Those are some features that we might want. My idea is that there are other features that are going to really make a difference, that are going to have users coming back and building out a website that is just going to be amazing. And people will be like, man, did you go to the Windsor? They have... And they're doing this social thing, and they're doing that, and they have all their calendars full of all sorts of activities, and they got all this And there's life to it. Now, that might not be something we want to bring to it, but that was just something when people are talking about identity and distinguishing the Windsor and all this kind of stuff.
Howard made a good point. And this is not to say you're not an eloquent speaker, but just in the interest of time, let's go ahead and do a more brainstorming. You tell us those unique features that you see that would be appropriate for the website that we eventually adopt. And
so what you're saying now is the things that you expect from the website you're currently finding on At Home. So
No. That's not what I'm saying.
There's more that you can think up and brainstorm. Then bring it to the table and we'll see what we see.
Yeah, let's just talk about it.
Because otherwise, you guys don't have any ideas that you don't look at home and say that they don't do.
And that's one of the things that you bring to his communications committee. You know, hey, if we can do this, and yes, there's a reason if we do this, we get a benefit because we do something over here, we call something to happen over here that increases the community. Stuff.
That's exactly what I would like to do. My only concern was that I was the only one interested in that, and so I felt kind of a lone dog who would go off, say all these things that I thought were neat. You guys would be like,
maybe you're a trailblazer. But for instance, one of the things you sold me on was the ability for someone to add comments in multiple places, like if someone has a suggestion about the awnings or, you know, painting 620 Peachtree on there. It may have two points of interest. It may be an architectural committee point of interest, and it may be a marketing interest, and we may have a tab that says marketing, one that says architectural control committee, and you can point it to both places with one posting. Mm-hmm. I thought that was a great feature, so that if somebody's playing on the website and they were over in the marketing section and they saw, oh, they're going to push 620 as their name, that would be cooler than having to go to the specific one spot where that comment was listed. I thought that was a great feature that would add value.
But as it is now, you guys don't have those features in your head that you're like, I hope our website meets these features.
And at least I do, but they're pretty generic stuff,
right,
and At Home seems to cover
it. Find in At Home.
Yeah, I mean, they do. They cover all the bases for me. But
any of them. That's what I'm saying.
Yeah. But what, like, maybe it'll be helpful. You said you saw some, you did some looking around, and you said something like At Home didn't impress you as much as some of the other ones. What were some of the things that stood out? Because that would be helpful for us to.
Well, I didn't look too deep into it, but part of it was just the code that they, and again, yeah, a lot of it is just stuff that speaks to me, but to me is a reflection of the general technical prowess of the company behind it,
mm-hmm.
and what you'll be able to get out of it, because they say, yeah, so like you were saying, don't be surprised when you come to them and they say we can't customize it because they have their little chunk modules of functionality, and that's what they brought to the table, that's what you bought. You didn't buy them as a custom software solution company, so don't expect them to put together this feature just because you want it, and that's okay because that's why they cost that much money and not hundreds of dollars an hour. But at the same time, I don't know. I guess I just need to write it down. Basically, they just generate really, really ugly code, and the pieces that they have look like they were put together like as some like Access website export circa 1995. I mean, it's just really just, they just don't look like they're up with the time.
From a technical standpoint, it looks sloppy.
It does look sleek compared to some of the others. And that's just a first glance. Like, some people might look at graphic design and be like, ugh, boy, that's amateurish.
We got multiple, the ability to I don't know what the right term is, multiple posting. You post one time and it could fit into several
multiple
categories.
Yeah.
multiple categorizing. What's another feature that you would like to see?
Well, before we go on to that, though, I also want to figure out if the custom solution is something that's even on the table. Because if it's not, then we don't need to think about that. We can take your route where we just go shopping and we line up the features and we see who gives us closest to what we want and does it.
But that could be one of our, because I like that idea too, and I like that about your side.
But I think what you're going to find, as much as we can creatively think of cool ways to make a website run, that most of the package deals are all going to be the same. So we're wasting our time thinking of what we could do, because what package services offer is a very small subset of what we could do.
Well, to
so
me,
why waste time on this
if
the custom solution isn't even on the table?
Well, you said it might be easy. Is there a cost?
To what? Switching?
Do we even know how much the at-home costs?
It's like
$60 a month.
Are the other solutions including our customized solution within the $60 a month range?
Yeah, because the customized solution, you would be paying for a hosting service. You know, people to run servers, keep them up, backed up, secure, all that kind of stuff. The only difference is we would also have the ability to install software that does what we want it to do, whereas when you went with At Home, you could only shop from the software options that they provided. And those hosting services are, you know, for our needs, it's not going to be a high traffic site, so you could do that for, you know, $10, $20 a month for the hosting, and then after that,
Do you think there are companies that are in sort of the gray area, which we keep talking about custom versus package? Were there any that impressed you in a way like, hey, technically they looked like they knew what they were doing, and they might be willing to, if we say, hey, we want something a little like this, like we want a feature where we can tag our lines and let them lead to other places.
Yeah.
Is that something you can provide? And they say, oh, we'll.
Yeah, I didn't get the impression, but I wasn't looking for it, so maybe.
Because I like that idea, and I understand that, and I think we all agree that you probably know exactly what you're talking about, and we probably don't, or at least you know a lot too, but I don't know anything about code or all that, but I believe you that athome.net probably is not the bunch of whiz kids on the block, you know.
Yeah.
So if there was a package sort of deal where they do offer a lot of flexibility, maybe that's something to look at, because I hate the idea, to be honest. My biggest thing is not having a third party involved that can bear the weight of this thing. And maybe it's only a big thing in my mind.
Yeah, I think that is that is one of the crucial issues, is having a third party group that we can sort of say, this is what we need to do, here's the content, make it happen. And nobody of us has to take our time and our effort, et cetera, to stay on it all the time to make it happen.
Yeah. And when I say custom solution, these things that I've been experimenting with, what they are is pieces of software that once configured, they sit on the server and they just hum away, just like the software running in your router or whatever else. So, what am I saying?
So we could insert that feature.
Well, I guess my point is once we build our site, other than making it run, managing content, updating it, technically there isn't a lot going on. I mean, it's a done deal. You set the code, it's on the server, and it just hums away. And every once in a while, security update comes out, and that's a concern. But again, I can't imagine we wouldn't find somebody in the building who wouldn't be interested in being the, like, website point of contact guy, just like we have people doing all sorts of other chores in the building who are able to just be able to look at that. But I guess what I'm trying to explain is, as far as that third-party point of contact, I don't think we're going to be relying on them for a whole lot once we set up the site.
Mm-hmm.
Well, here's one thing that I would rely on for. If the homeowners came to the board meeting and said the website was all screwed up, I could, with a straight face, say, damn that at-home network. We're going to call them up and bust the hell out of them. Whereas,
you know, you're going to have to pass the buck to a third party.
Whereas,
value.
If it's the.
If it's you.
I wouldn't be comfortable going with a custom solution if it was me. That's never been my intention. I think that these things allow for a lot of community involvement in most of the site rollout and the look and feel. And
yeah,
the
if it's a committee
but as far
of
as the
10
technical
people,
stuff,
maybe
well,
that's
easy. That's always been my intention because I have the same concern. I don't want to be just like, I am the 13-year-old kid who lives down the street and I'm setting up your business website and then I go off to college and you're left with a broken thing. I mean, I understand that concern, believe me, and I'm just as nervous about taking on that responsibility.
In all honesty, too, see, doing this treasury, I'm spending about 10 hours and plus a month just looking after everything and making sure it all gets done.
Yeah.
And I don't have more time to do a bunch of other stuff. So those are the kind of things that we want to make sure we don't back ourselves into a corner and then we got a problem.
I agree. Let's try to wrap this up here for tonight. We decided that we're going to... the domains aren't advertised right now, so we don't have to deal with that if we're going to change up our backend stuff. So we aren't going to mess with the domain stuff. You or I perhaps can contact Maria and just get an understanding of what our contract relationship is with At Home.
Do that.
If there's obligations, if it's a month to month. I know they're affiliated with Piedmont Management, but they can't hold anything over us for having a website without home or not, so I don't think there should be an issue there. Although you might mention it, I can't imagine there would be. We know that we need to reimburse you at some point. What do we want to leave with? What do we want to say?
I think you need an assignment.
Okay.
You contacted the people in the building who came to the meeting who showed some interest in
the communications.
Right. However, you haven't found the other geeks in the building.
I agree.
You got to find the geeks in the building to find out if we can have a geek team to support our customized website. Because it appears that either we have a committee of a substantial number of people talented and committed, or we're going to go with a hosted site. So I don't know how you find each other.
Yeah.
I don't know if there's some little code that you see somebody and say, oh, you look like you read.
Okay. So,
but you got to find them.
So does that mean that we're even comfortable entertaining the possibility of making our own? Or has the argument not been made that there's enough to gain by going through a customized solution that it's not worth the concern or the bother?
For me.
See, I don't think we know that yet. I have supported websites, so I know what it takes to do it. Okay. And I also know that usually when you need to change something, it's the most inopportune time in the world because of something else going on. And so you've always got that, so you need that team of geeks, we call it, to back it up. The number two one needs to back in. Somewhere we need that.
I think some of that concern, though, should be alleviated by a properly constructed site that allows people, through appropriate approval channels, to manage content on their own.
No disagreement. My main thing is,
so
we think it's not going to be too painful if we change companies.
Yeah.
We don't think it's going to cost much money.
Right.
But now I got to feel comfortable. I know who to blame if somebody comes to me and says,
the question is, can we, within our building, come up with a crew that's willing to take on this responsibility so that it's not just on one person's shoulders.
Absolutely.
And if that's true, then we continue to explore our options. And if it's not true, then we've answered a big question and we'll start shopping for package options. Okay. So that comes down to me finding geeks.
Right.
Does anybody have any ideas about, I mean, we could do the thing in the elevator.
Chris, the guy that wouldn't give up his weapon, man?
Yeah.
Chris.
Chris, Kate. Yeah, I got one guy.
Chris with a K, but
he's a building guy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
2001.
Okay. I don't remember.
He's 2001. I know what that
is. He has, which one does he have?
He's got 620peachtree.com.
He wanted to rent it to.
Okay.
And Jessica's in the process of getting floor leaders. So Jessica's floor leaders should be in touch with people on the floor so she could kind of help you bang geeks.
Okay, so I'll kind of table my assignment until we come back to communication.
No.
Go find Jessica and ask her.
Yes, because we on the clock, because on the 22nd, is it the
22nd?
You're feeling responsible here, aren't you?
There's going to be a board meeting, and I have to have some kind of report.
Okay.
Retired so long that I don't remember deadlines.
And that's the thing that I may have to go to this other function, so I'm going to have to go do my report and cut out for the board meeting.
Okay.
Well, if this is true confession, I'm not going to be there.
What are the telltale signs of somebody that's going to be on your team? I mean, what are the criteria?
I think them showing interest is a major part of it.
What about technical?
I got a prior commitment too.
So. I mean, if you've had this experience, or you've hit, what's a good thing that I can say? Well, are you familiar with this? And if they say yes, then they're probably going to be well equipped to handle what you're talking about.
Well,
is there any? You know, what Drupal is or.
I mean, PHP is a common web programming language that if you've dealt on the web, that's probably something you've worked with. Administering machines.
I'm going to be on
servers,
all of my team.
So that's like
configuring
Apache is a web server.
Written, or I may send
like
one of my captains to
MySQL,
to
MySQL, or any of those. You know, SQL servers. Those are buzzy kind of words that somebody would be familiar with.
What were you saying about SQL?
I asked him what are the telltale signs of somebody that he wants on his team, and I said, and he's just giving me things I can look for.
Kind of stuff that if anybody knows stuff about that, they'll know that stuff.
Okay.
So that's awesome. So I'll go do that and.
Let's go ahead and set, while we're here, we need to go ahead and reconvene at a certain, or either at least have a night where a decision needs to be made on when we meet again, or, I mean, I guess it could depend on whether you find anybody or not.
We've got, board of directors on the 22nd. So, we have one more Monday meeting before the board meeting. I don't know.
We could do the Monday meetings. A lot of times I do things on about 8 o'clock or so, 8:30 on Monday night. So if we could do something from like 6:30 to 8.
Okay.
That would give us
Does that work everybody half hour earlier, 6:30?
6:30 works for me.
My feeling is it's going to take me a few days to get the contact information from Jessica. Call everybody, get some feedback. So I'm not going
to have
anything offered to offer at least for a few days.
Right.
So people are comfortable with just Monday then?
Right. And I'm out of town Wednesday through Friday this week. We'll be back this here tonight.
Okay. But that only gives us one meeting before the board of directors. But
that's
good enough.
That's fine.
Okay, so next Monday at 6:30.
Well, everything hinges on whether you can find people who look like you.
So that's it. Thanks, everybody.